Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol nehiye bedvaro.
Before we approach Siyata Deshmaya this evening, the Nusach, the choice, terminology, and wording of the Tfilah of Al-Anisim Bifrat, specifically as it pertains to the Moed of Chanukah, Petur HaGdama, we have to understand that anytime we open up a Siddur, and we see something that appears in the Nusach HaTfilah, by definition that means that in a certain sense, we're machlit this inyan, this idea, bivados, with certainty. Because if Anshei Knesset Gedolah decided to insert something, some idea, some choice terminology, and they were koveya it into the Siddur, into the Nusach HaTfilah, by definition, that's a megala, that's a modia to us, that it has to be 100% the Yemes. What exactly do I mean? And we have a famous Misha Berach Tfilah that we recite every time we ask for the Eibishter to send a Refuah Shleimah. Rav Elio Gutmacher writes in the Sefer Sukkah Sholem and Klal Dalet, as do others, that anytime we recite the Misha Berach, we always insert the mother's name. We say Ruvain ben Sora, not Ruvain ben Yaakov. And now why in the world do we do that? When it comes to an Aliyah, we always call a person up to the Torah based on his father's name. After all, if you look at the Lashon of Tanakh, the Lashon of Mikra, it's always L'mishpachosam, L'veis avosam, or Miyachis, a person based on his family. That's how we delineate the lineage, the genealogy. So why is it that when it comes to a Misha Beruch Tfilah, instead now we change and we use the mother's name? So many Sforim write, it's bought already in the Kaf HaChayim and Arachayim in Siman Reish Pei Dalet and Sefkot and Lamed Zayin. It's bought by Rav Avram Rosen and Shalos Achuvas Eis and Aryeh, published by Masad Rav Kook and Siman Kavav. Rav Gedalia Felder in the Siddur, Yesoda Yeshurin, in the Siddur supplement in the back in pages 430 to 432. He discusses this as well, as does Rav Aji Yosef and Shalos Achuvas Yabi Omer and Chelik Beis and Arachayim and Simi Aleph. Several others, the Zakan Aaron and numerous other responses. So they all cite the same Makar, the same origin. And that is a Zohar and Parshas Lech Lecha, Zohar HaKadosh and Chelik Aleph, Daf Pei Dalet Amad Aleph. And the Zohar says that David screamed out, he cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoshea ben HaMasecha, please Hashem, save, rescue, bring Yeshua to me who is the son of your maidservant. Why not say, Hoshea ben Avdecha? After all, Yishai was his father. Parenthetically, Yishai is enumerated along with several others who went their entire lives without sinning, without doing an Aveira. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Dafnun, Heyim, and Beis, Dal, and Mesir, Be'etzer, Nachash, four people went the entire course of their lives, they never erred, they never sinned at all. Yishai, Avi, David, Binyamin, Ben Yaakov, Amram, Avi, Moshe, Hakolei, Ben David. We have a few people, and their whole lives they never sinned. Kalei ben David, ben Yamin, ben Yaakov, Yishai, Avi, David. We had a few people, they went their entire lives, they never did a single Aveira. If they never did a single Aveira, why not say David? Hoshea ben Avdecha, why instead Hoshea ben Amasecha? So they cited another Zohar, and the Zohar says in Parshas Vayishlach, also in Chelek Aleph of the Zohar Kodesh, and Chelek Aleph, Tavku Samachtesam and Aleph, the Zohar says, this week's Parsha Vayishlach, Yaakov prays, he beseeches from the Eibishter, Hatzilini nom yarochim yareisav. So the famous question, Rashi already based on Chazal, tackles the obvious difficulty. Why the repetition? Hatzilini nom yarochim yareisav. Hashem knows about whom we're speaking. Why the redundancy? Hatzilini nom, please Hashem, save me, rescue me. And yarochim yareisav. So Rashi says, if he acts like Esav, the Rosh, if he acts like Achi, my brother, writes the Zohar, because in Tefillah you have to be mefaret, because you're maklet something bivadaos, with certainty, and if we have to specify, we know who Esav is, yeah, but you got to go out of your way. Why Yoshea ben Amasecha? Because how do we know that your mother is your mother? We know you came out of the womb, out of the rechem of your mother. If we didn't see it, it's at least on the very level of an Anan Sahadi. It's as if we had Adam. That's who you come out of the womb of your mother. How do we know that your biological father is your true father? It happens to be a Lashon in Chazal, Chulin, Daf Yad Aleph, Amud Beis, and several other places in Shas Rov, Ve'ilah Sachar Baal, that we assume, since he is acting like your father, and Mestoma, your mother has a Cheskas Kasher, so Min Hastam, it's a Rov, it's majority that Mestoma, she was with your father, and you're the ensuing offspring of that relationship. But it's still not 100%. Therefore, writes the Tshuva Seisenariyeh, writes Avad Yosef, writes Rav Gedalia Felder, writes the Kavachayim and Tfilah. When you're machlit something bevados, you have to ask for the mother, Hoshea ben HaMasacha, because we know with certainty she's your mother. We don't know for sure that your father's your father. And in Tfilah, it's got to be Me'achuz, Behechlid, Bevados. It's got to be with certainty. In fact, parenthetically, Rav Chaim Briska writes in his stencils, and Chedushi HaGrach and Shas and Kedusha Naflamad Amon Aleph, that when it comes to serving your father and your mother, so whom do you serve first? We know that when your father asks you for a cup of water and your mother does, you're mechuyev to give the cup of water to your father. Why? Because you're obligated to keep it out. And the wife also has to, yes, the Gemara Yevamos HaMakim Amon Aleph, Mechav de Yosef Megufa, but Halacha Lamaiso, we know that you and your mother both have to be Mechamed the husband. Esher Chaim Briska, yeah, but ain't suffic motzi midevade. If I have a subbing mitzvah versus a vade mitzvah, vade mitzvah should always take precedence. We know bivados that she's your mother. We don't know with certainty that he's your father. So shouldn't the vade mitzvah away? So you should bring the cup of water to your mother before you bring it to your father. Good kasha frekto chayim elavo zakto chayim poshet. If you're going to bring the cup of water to your mother and say, Ma, here, I'm giving it to you. Why? Because I'm not sure that daddy is daddy. Is that respect for the mother? Avadi, you have no choice. Zoktav Chaim, Avadi, you have to give it. You have to show that that's what's true. So mainly you have to give it to the father, but the mother is Avados. So David says, in Tfilah, then it's Hoshea ben HaMasecha. Amisha Berach, that's inserted, encompassed into the Nusach HaTfilah. That has to be Dafka, you invoke Hoshea ben HaMasecha, because in Tfilah, something is Avados. Which means that anytime we open up a Siddur, we know it was authored, it was all penned by Anshe Knesset Gedolim, Hayu Nevi'im. And Achaim Eloshen expounds in Shar Beis of his Nefesh HaChaim, then every kavana in the Siddur HaRizal, in the Siddur HaShash, in the Siddur HaMak, and the Yaveitz, the Lecha, any, take out all the Mekubalit, and all of those Kavanus Amukos, all the profundity that appears on the pages of all the Kabbalistic Perushim to the Siddur, that's all in Kamas, it doesn't even scratch the surface of all the Amkas, the depth and limitless profundity that's contained in every single word of the Nusach HaTfilah, to the extent that the Chassam Sefer writes in Drosha Chassam Sefer in Chelik Beis, Luli Demistafina, the Chassam Sefer says that even Anshe Knesset Gedolah, when they sat down, those members of the Great Assembly, and they decided to put together the Nusach HaTfilah, Chassam Sefer suggests it's a Pella. He says they themselves were not even aware of all the myriad kavanas that they were inserting into each choice wording of the Tfilah, because Hashem was putting into their minds at the time different things to have the kavanas and each and every word of the Nusach HaTfilah, and they themselves, even though you had Mehem HaYunavim, Chagi Zacharim Alochi, they themselves suggest that Sam Sefer were not even aware of all the sundry kavanas that they were inserting into every word of the tefillah. It's amazing. So anytime you want to talk about, let's look at the Yisod, the Mahos of Yontif. If you go to Yalla V'Yavo, Zman Chereseinu, Zman Simchaseinu, we always go to tefillah when we're machlet something bevados, that's what sums up the Yontif. So if you want to know what Chanukah is all about, the first place to look is you go to Al Nisan. Because whenever you read on the pages, and grant the Torah Shabbat, and you can read on the pages in the Mishnayos in the Gemara, even though, of course, Chanukah is not discussed in the Mishnayos, and that's a Shir B'fnei Atzmo. Why is it not mentioned anywhere in the Mishnayos? In fact, at one time, I went to a certain Adam Godel. There were a lot of Tamil Chalim there, and they were discussing, it doesn't mention Chanukah anywhere in the Mishnayos. So they said, how many times does it mention Chanukah? It doesn't talk about it. It's not Maruch. Rebbe didn't talk about it, but how many times is Chanukah mentioned in the Mishnayos? So I said right away, 7 times. They said, oh, what is it? You know Mishnayos by heart. How do you know 7 times? I said, what do you mean? I said, in the Kuntres Minchas Toda, they asked Rav Chaim Kineski before the Bar Ilan CDs ever came out, how many times does it mention Chanukah? And he said, 7 times. There's a big and why it's mentioned 7 times. But I'll call upon him 7 times, Chanukah is mentioned, but it's not fleshed out. Where is it fleshed out in the Gemara? So we're going to have to talk about it. What does the Gemara speak about when it highlights my Chanukah? But if you want to know the etzamahus, the essence, what's Chanukah all about? Bivados, the first place you go is the Siddur. You open up the Siddur, and that's going to tell us what Chanukah is all about. So you read the Al Nisan. And what's it all about? And what happened? There was a war. And Masati Giborim Yad Chaloshim V'Rabim Yad Ma'atim Utmiyim Yad Torim Meshavim Yad Tzadikim V'Zedim Yad Zchusuzach. And there was a miracle. And there was a Chua Gedola Fukan Kayamazah. We had nothing about an ace of the Pachshem. Where's the Pach Shemet? This is the Siddur. This is Chanukah. This is, you're going to have some prayer, a Gemalnik liturgy, that's going to revolve around the essence of what Chanukah is all about. And what does it say about Chanukah? It's all about the war. It's how Hashem did miracles for us. He saved us from the war. Oh, and by the way, at the very end, oh, you're right. I'm sorry, I forgot. The Kavu Shmoni Smechanuk Eilu, Lahodu Salhalu Shimchagona. Why? Because he liku Neiris Bechatzos Kachacha. Because it happens to be that they lived the Neiris. Kilu Derech Agah, parenthetically, at the very end. Oh, and by the way, Lidlnes, anything about the Nes of the Pach Shemen Gornisht? Nothing. Ephes. Where is it? Where's the Pach Shemen? Ask any child of three. Hanukkah, what's it all about? It's the Nes of the Pach Shemen. And anyone who does learn the Gemara, you're right, it's not expounded upon in Rebbe's Mishnayos, and that's discussed by many commentators. But we have the famous Gemara on Shabbos. Where else does it belong? But in Shabbos, Bemema Likin, we're talking about Halukkah's name of Shabbos, Halukkah's name is Hanukkah. So we turn to the bottom of Chafalaf and Beis, Emesecha Shabbos, and the Gemara says, "My Chanukah, what is Chanukah all about? Why the name Chanukah? Chirusha, what's the name of Chanukah all about?" The Tana Rabban and our rabbis taught in a Braisa, "Bechofei Bekislev Yomei Chanukah." What happened? We had these 8 days, and Kshenuchnusu Yevonim Lahechal Timu Kol Hashmanim Shemahechal. They profaned, they were metami, they defiled all the holy, pure, pristine oil that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Kshagavra machas, Beis HaMashah, v'nonschum, nothing about the miracle, about the underdog overcame, vanquished their larger, more powerful foe, their adversary, nothing about the Muhammad. It happens to be that when they emerged victorious from the war, barkav l'matzah l'pach echad shashemet shayimunach b'chasemet shakohen gondol, they only found the lone sealed jar that had the signet of the kohen gondol, the hayibo el l'halak yom echad sanasa. There was a Gevaldik, a miracle, and that's my Chanukah. Nothing really about the war. So the Gemara, there would be less of a difficulty if the Gemara talked about my Chanukah, and it told me about the war, and it told me about the Nes of the Pach Shemen, and then you picked only the war to highlight in the pages of Al-Nisim, then at least it would minimize the question somewhat. But you open up the Gemara and it talks about what? The Nes of the Pach Shemen. It doesn't really talk about the war at all. You open up Al-Nisim, the war was mentioned Agav. You open up Al-Nisim, it's Pumfaker. And if we're going to look at the Kavai, yes, I understand Ravina, Ravashi, I understand the Gedolei Amaroyim. It's in the Gemara. But Lamaisa, Anche, Knesset, Gedol, we're talking about Gedolei Tanoim. We're talking about the ones who coined the Nusach HaTfila, which was Alpi Nevua, Alpi Ruach HaKodesh. And you open it up in Tfila, your Machlid is of Anos. I know you. Father's your father. I, but in the Misha Meruch, you're going to use the mother's name because it's got to be Vados. You want to know the essence of Chanukah? It's all about the Machama. What in the world is going on here? Now, what happened in an ace and a Pach Shem, and why is it not in Mayal Anisa? So the Marami Prague writes in his Ner Mitzvah, Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap writes as well in his Meimorim, he doesn't cite the Maharal. HaTor Tamima in his Baruch Shamar HaTfilos HaShonah says a slightly similar nekuda, but it's really traced back to the Maral. And the Maral says as follows. The real Nitzachon was on the battlefield. The real miracle was the fact that Yovan tried to defeat us. We had a handful of Chashmonom that rose. They stepped up to the plate. Amonkim Sheinish, Ishtanu Liyos HaNoshim. And what happens? They emerge victorious. They're the Ma'atim who overcome and they vanquish the far mightier opponent, the far larger opponent, Bekhamas, Feichas. They have the weapons. They have the strength. They have the brute prowess. And still, we emerge the victor. That's really the miracle. What is Chanukah? Many Rishonim explained it from the Shonas in the Loshen of Chanukah. But it means Pasha Pshad Chanukah. Chonu B'chaveh. They rested. They rested. It's not only the Zman of Chanukah, Samishkan, Chanukah, Mizbeach, Chanu B'chaveh, the Avodrom and others, right? We rested. We emerged victorious. Now we can go back to our work. We can go back to serving the Ebeshter and the Heichal and the Beis HaMikdash. Chanukah was, we emerged victorious. We got rid of Yovan. We got rid of Antiochus. And now we can go back to living lives as Erlich Yidin. Who needed an Ace and a Pach Shemen? Lavdavk, everybody even knew about the Ace and a Pach Shemen at the beginning. After all, only those who entered the Beis HaMikdash, they found it. Oh, and once they lit, yeah, and the word gradually spread, and then Achatzos Chachacha, they lit different Mepharshim. Some say it means that everybody lit their own menorahs, as we do today, Achatzos Chachacha, or the Pashas is that even Bezman, the Beis HaMikdash, when they re-consecrated, re-inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, then even though you're supposed to light in the Heichal, that's where the menorah belongs, in the Kodesh, but to be mafarsim the Nes, they actually lit, as we say in Alasim, Heliko Nes Vachatzkos, they brought it out to the Chatzeres, to the Azora, which the Radak writes in Tillim, Chatzos Kachuch has a reference to the Azora, not to the Heichal, not to the Kodesh, and they lit it outside. How could they light outside? The Rambam writes clearly, that Aloch Lamais, if need be, you could take the menorah outside, you could even have a Zara, non-coin, light the menorah, and why do they do it? What was the justification? To be mafarsim, to publicize the nice. But that wasn't the Iker. The Iker was that no more Yavan, no more mighty Greek army, and no more subjugation and subservience to Yavan. Instead, now we could go back to the base of Midrash, back to our lives of being erlucha, honest, tamimistic Jews. Elo Watts, very often in a war, you'll say, what? Oh, it was military strategy. How did the Jews, how did the Yidden emerge victorious in the Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War? Oh, so you go to West Point. Oh, military strategies. Oh, yeah, the Israelis. It was tachbulos, and it was strategies and ambush, and you caught them off guard, and it's different types of warfare. And you can always look for various explanations to explain how the underdog can sometimes win. Anyone who's a Malcolm Gladwell fan, so if you read The Tipping Point and Blink, and you read what the dog saw, and you read Outliers' latest bestseller that came out last year, David and Goliath. And it's all about how sometimes the underdogs emerge the victor. Because of the pressure, underdogs, and there's a tremendous koach, and they need to prove themselves. And sometimes, you know what? And not only that, Chazal tell us Hashem is always siding with Beyond Hanir Duffin, always siding and helping out the victims. You can always explain it away. It wasn't about God, it was about, you know what? They were bright, they were Kohanim after all, and they must be. They planned it out, they knew the scenery, they knew the land, the geography. You know what? Maybe they worked it out. At the end of the day, Zok the Maral, Zok the Meimarom, Hashem needed to give us the miracle of Pach Shem. And why? Not because we needed bats on the miracle of Pach Shem, and like many of Farshim asked, Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur. And even if you don't go with Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur, that we can even light defiled and Tommy Dick oil, light the menorah. So you won't light the menorah. It's a big deal. If you don't light the menorah, you don't light the menorah. So you're an onus. So you don't have oil. Terence is one. Hashem's going to have a miracle that everyone, Bal Korchom, against the world, has to readily agree that who did this miracle? One little drop of oil that's only sufficient for one day's usage cannot possibly last for a duration of 8 days. How did that happen? It's a clear miracle. Not that we be'etzem, that we intrinsically really needed that miracle, explains the Maral. We needed that miracle to be the Gilei Milsa, that you see God's here every step of the way. Who let us win on the battlefield? Who gave the Siyata Nishmaya to this handful of Chashmonoim? It's not because they were military strategists. It's not because they had a great general. It's not because they planned it well, because they knew the geography of the land of Eretz, because they knew the maps, and they schemed there with strategies. It's nothing to do with that. It was all the Yad Hashem. How do I know it was the Yad Hashem? Hashem says, you know what? You're going to go right back from the war, and the first thing you're going to do is going to look for the oil, and you're going to go in, and there's going to be a miracle. Small amounts going to last for 8 days. But the miracle of Chanukah is one day, Chanukah B'chafei, 25th day of Kislev. Now we can go back to the Avodah. What do we need oil for 8 days? Teretz is, you're going to see an unbelievable miracle, and that's why it lasts for 8 days, writes the Maral, because Eitz L'malam Natzeva, Shem, when it mixes with water, floats on top of the water. Mayim is the symbol of Teva. We have seven seas, the seven skies. Chagig and Beis Amez, we have 70% of the world is water. Mayim is all about seven. That's Teva. Shemini is what? Lamala mena Teva. Shmona, Osios, Neshoma. Your Neshoma is Lamala mena Teva. You mix oil and water. The Shemin is Tzafa, Gavi Mayim. It floats above. It's going to last for 8 days to show that everything about Hanukkah is Lamala mena Teva, even the military battle. Even the defeat on the battlefield of Yavon, it was all the Malar Tev. Who are the heroes? Chashmonaim writes to Maral, Ches times Shmona. Those are the protagonists, the heroes on the stage. Ches times Shmona. We eat lakas, we eat jelly donuts, of Ganiot, what's saturated in oil. It's all about oil, it's all about Shemen. My wife had a student who was so machmer, she had a jelly donut corresponding to every day of Hanukkah. Day four, you have to have four jelly donuts, right? You have four Sufganiot. Day number eight, they couldn't get her in the door anymore. And that's a oil. Why so oil? Oil wasn't the Iker. It wasn't the Iker. But only through the vehicle of the miracle of the oil do I know that it was God behind the scenes. I don't even need it to be for 8 days. The Torah says, what? You're going to see in 8 days that's going to highlight, and it's going to be Margish, Bofen, Miuchad, that it was all Lamalam and Ateva. It's 8 days of child bris mila. There's Nichris into Klai Yisrael, because we live Lamalam and Ateva. Bris is Dafka day number eight. Oil floats above, that's infinity. Lamala min asman is represented by a figure 8. Horizontal figure 8, it's continuous. That's 8 shmini shmona osios neshama lamala min atzeva. That's the state. We don't need that miracle of the oil. Explains the Maral, explains the Meimorim. That's the Giloy Milsa through the Emtsoy of the miracle of the oil. Everyone's sitting on the sidelines. We're watching what's taking place. Clearly, it's Botu, and now we have to rest assured that what? It's not. We didn't defeat Yavon. And don't tell me it was military strategy. Don't tell me it's because we had schemes. We had maybe certain Clay Zion, certain warfare means at our disposal and our arsenal. No, it was only because of the Yad Hashem. Hashem gave us Yata Dishmaya. We didn't need the Neset of Pachshem and Zok Demaral. We needed it just to be the Gilay Milsa to serve as that reminder that even the Machoma, which is the Iker, it was all about the military defeat of Yavin, which didn't make sense, which doesn't make sense. Just like Hashem shows us, Eretz Yisrael, whatever you hold about the Medina, but how can you argue? Hashem is showing us 6 day war, Yom Kippur war, every war, there's no way. And still what people say, oh, where's God? Oh, it wasn't God, it was the tanks, this is the Air Force. Amadi, you see that people could dismiss it as coincidental, people could dismiss it, where's the Yad Hashem? And the end of the day, the Pach Shem and served as a reminder to Yavon, to Yisrael, that Kuli Amamodi, everybody readily agreed, you cannot argue that fact, that it was all the Yad Hashem, that's an Eset of Pach Shem. So the Gemara is asking, my Hanukkah, why were they Kaveya? I don't see the miracle. You're going to be Kaveya Yantif. And you're going to give us a mitzvah of lighting Neiros Hanukkah, and we're going to make a brach on it. What are we celebrating it for? Because what? Because it has to be something that's Lamalam and Atzev, and that says this is all about Nisim, and it flows. Therefore, writes Rameyer Simcha from Divinsk, the Meshachachma Parshas Vayesha. A famous Kasha, the Tor Tamima, and others deal with it as well. First, we start out Chafalaf on the basic Gemara Mai Chanukah, and after we talk about Mai Chanukah, and then the Gemara goes on to say the top of Chabes Amid Aleph, Be'am Rav Kahano, Dorish from Nasan Bar Minyumi Meshvi Rav Tamcho. It was Darshan. It was extrapolated in the name of Rav Tamcho. Mai Nesiv once Pshon the Pasuk and Rishis Lamad Zayin and Vayisha Vaborek Emamayim. Mashu Shenemar Vaborek Eni Yodeshem Amayim Alamatzam Alomer Emamayim Mayim Eimav Anachoshem Yakrovim Yeshpo. Beautiful Gemara, right after the story of Hanukkah. Oh, by the way, the pit that they threw Yosef Atzadik into, there was no water, but there were snakes and scorpions. Ma'ini and Shemitah Eitzel Harsina. The Gemara is going to flow. So right after the Gemara of Hanukkah, I go right away to the pit, Yosef Atzadik. What's going on here? Torah Tamima has his famous answer, right? The Rameyer Simcha, based on Avodrom. Avodrom says that if you're going to make a bracha, if a miracle happens to you, Allah Lamaiso, ninth paragraph brachas, you make the bracha, Baruch Shasin Linais B'makom Hazeh. Except, writes the Avodrom, he qualifies it. It doesn't mean stam, a miracle has to be a miracle that's lamayla menatzeva, even though everything in nature is always miraculous, and we know the Rabban at the end of Parshas Bo, which is getting used to it, or Morgul. But everything in Mother Nature, everything in Olam Kimonogan, oh, of course it's miracles. Albert Einstein told us, it's a quote that appears in so many books, and of course it's going to appear in my favorite collection of quotes by John Lloyd and John Mitchinson. If ignorance is bliss, why aren't there so many more happy people? Page 204, right at the top, Albert Einstein, there are only two ways to live your life, as if everything is a miracle, or if nothing is a miracle. Albert Einstein. Two ways to live your life. Even nothing in life is a miracle, or everything in life is a miracle. It's all miracles. Except what? You're not going to say Asin Linais Makom Hazeh when you get up in the morning. You're not going to do it when you put a seed into the ground and it turns into a tree. Of course, it's an unbelievable miracle. Writes the Avodrom, you only recite the Bracha when it's a miracle, Lamayla Menateva. When it's something that makes no sense, you're the sole survivor in an airplane crash, Rachmana Letzlan, then you say Asin Linais Makom Hazeh. So writes the Meshach Chochem, it's mamish gorgeous, because Rav Tanchem is the Baal HaMemra. He's the author of the same. Rav Tanchem is the same Tana who authored the Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma says that when Yosef went back up to bury his father, Marsa Achpelah, he passed by that pit that his brothers had years previous cast him into, and he never had the chance to get a good look. After all, he was so busy with the Majonim and the Madani Yishmaelim, he was being sold left and right. He now looked into the pit, he saw the snakes and scorpions, writes the Menor Stanchuma, and he said the Bracha Shasulines Vimokom Hazeh. Writes the Meshach Chochma, beautiful. The same Rabbi Tanchum told us in the Menor Tanchuma, when did Yosef see the miracle? Not when he got saved, because he didn't know that there were snakes and scorpions. Ah, he knew his brothers wanted to kill him, they threw him into a pit. How are you going to live in a pit? Terrence is what? You're right, there's no food, there's no water, but you know what? Maybe someone's going to pull you out. Maybe someone's going to drop something in there. He didn't make the bracha then. He only made the bracha on his return trip. When he saw the snakes and scorpions, then he saw, wow, wait a second. The Gemara says, snakes and scorpions, if you're throne on top of snakes and scorpions, they're certainly going to bite and kill you. And now he saw it's a miracle, Lamailam and Atzeva, above and beyond the world of the mundane, the world of nature. Only now, Rabbi Tanchum says, did he make us lini talkum azeh. That's Rabbi Tanchum who says, Aborik imamayim. Explains the Meshach Chochma, my Hanukkah, what do you mean my Hanukkah? Where's the military victory? Where's the fact that we had a handful, 20 chashronon go on defeat, thousands and thousands of soldiers, they have the warfare, they have the mighty, powerful army. Where's that in the base of my Gemara? It turns as well, you could always dismiss a military victory, however miraculous it seems to be superficially. A 6-day war, a Yom Kippur war, in the end of the day, you'll always have a Tom, Dick, and Harry, you'll say, what's the big deal? We got it, we had the tanks, we had the Air Force. It was our chokhma, our military thinking and planning and strategies. And the end of the day, you can't argue with an ace of a Pach Shemet. That Be'etzim is Lamayla Menatzevo, writes to Maral in their mitzvah, writes to Yaakov Moshe Chalap and Meimoro. Hashem is giving us that miracle to let us know that everything that happened in Chanukah time is a miracle. But you want to establish a yontif, and you want to say light candles, and remember the nace, and you want to make a broch on it. You're going to make a broch on it. Asa nisam lavasein be'el. To make a bracha, it's got to be lamalav anatzev. You don't make a bracha on the military victory. You make a bracha on the nes of the Pach Shemen. But what are you really celebrating? You're really celebrating. And how do we know that? Like the Maimorim, it's Geshmak. Like the Maimorim, it's Geshmak. Because go to Tefillah, and Tefillah tells you the essence. In the Gemara, you want to establish a yontif. If you're going to establish a yontif, and you're going to talk about my Chanukah, and you're going to juxtapose it to Yosef in the pit, then what do you have to highlight? The miracle, it's lamalav anatzev. But we didn't really need it, Batsem. We needed it simply to be the harbinger that would trigger the mindset of the Jewish people to let us know and that what we're really celebrating is the military victory over Yavon. Now we can return to the Beis Hamikdash, continue with the Avodas HaKodesh, a reinauguration, Chanukah Samizbeah, Chanukah Sabayis, in the Gemara Mai Chanukah. Of course, we're going to talk about the Neis Lamala Manateva, but when you open up the Siddur, what are we going to highlight? We're going to highlight the military victory. We have to mention it. Don't worry, we're going to mention it at the end. Heliku Neus HaChazachecha, why to be Mafarsemet? That's very Geshmak. Well, we're celebrating what we're being Moda. The Halil and Hodah is for what? The Halil and Hodah is really for the military battle. Ella what? Since they lit Neiros, why do they have to light Neiros? The Gemara says in Shamos Chol Beis Amud Beis that lighting Neiros in the menorah was the symbol that the Shechina is always shrewy and client. So we didn't need the illumination. We have a Chila Ora Hutzarach. We didn't need it for the light. We didn't even need the miracle. We need it just as a Gila Mils, as a sign that the Abishter was with us all the way through, every step of the way on the battlefield. Derech Agav, we're going to celebrate it on light just to be Mafarsim the Neis. Mela Kobush Mimus. Only then were they koveyat. When? We only speak about them being koveyat only after then and only then did they establish it. That's why we light the menorah, that's why we make the brachas, that's the avodrom, that's amalam and atzeva, that's the maral, that's the memorim, that's the meshach. So now we understand why the nusach al-nisim, we have to highlight a spotlight turned constantly on the military victory as opposed to the neis of the pachshem. And now we take a closer look at this fascinating nusach. Al Anisim, we're thanking Hashem, the Hemshech of Modem Anachnu Lach. We're thanking Him for the miracles, for the Purkan, for the redemption, the salvation, the Gevuras, the mighty deeds that He performed on our behalf, the Chuas, the victories, the salvations, V'yal Machamas, and for the wars. Why do we need all these Lashonas? Seems to be a bit superfluous. Writes Rav Aaron David Goldberg, Rosh Hashiva, tells in Ashira's David. And what's Nisim? Nisim encompasses therein both the Nisim Galuyim and the Nisim Nistarim. First, we thank Hashem for everything. We thank Him for all the miracles. The Nisim in Tevo, and the Nisim Lamalam in Tevo, which is very good. We're going to start with the miracles. Everything is a miracle. Even the military defeat was clearly miraculous in nature. We start with Nisim. After Nisim, we go to Purkan. What's Purkan? That's the pigeon. That's the redemption. Redeeming us from the opposing army. Redeeming us from the nation, which is in essence redeeming us from the Tsar, the Malach that's Mamuna on those nations of the world, in this case on Yavon. Hashem is redeeming us from them. That's Purkan. What's Gevuras? Hashem could just do a miracle, but He does them in such a way that highlight the Gevuras Hashem, that highlight the power and the might, the prowess of our Kodesh Baruch Hu Nisim Galuyim, that we see with our eyes, the Nes of the Pach Shemet. We're thanking Him for everything. We're thanking Him because if you open up your eyes, you'll see that God enabled the Chashmonaim to emerge victorious on the battlefield. That's Gevuras Hashem did it in such a way we see clearly the Gevurah of Hashem. What is a Chua? Chua is Hashem gave us Hatzalah, but He did it all Kulu Hashem. The idea of Yeshua as opposed to being Ozer, writes the Shem Yishmuel in Yoni Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutes. We say in Davening Hashem is Melech Ozer Umoshia. What are we saying two different things for? Ozer means Hashem helps us out. When does He help us out? Like the Gemara says, if your friend is unloading the grocery bags from his trunk, then you should help him out. But if he sits there with a cigar in his front porch and says, hey, please, you know, Joe, do it for me, you don't have to help him out. You only have to be ozer when somebody helps himself out. That's minas hamishpat. What is Yeshua? Salvation is even when you're not deserving of it, when you didn't do anything, still Hashem rescues you. That's Yeshua. Hashem is melech ozer. He helps you out when you help yourself, and he'll even be moshio you. He'll save you even when you don't deserve it. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, they argue in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudim and Beis Yin Aleph and Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer is mitamida Beis Shammai. He always looks at Din. Tishrei. Din? Tishrei. The world was created in Tishrei. The Gula is going to be in Tishrei. The Avos were born in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua, his colleague, his Bar Plukta, he says, no, everything's about Nisan. What's going on over here? Tosfos points out, Tishrei is Din, and Nisan is Maisa. Rabbi Eliezer is Lashon Ozer, Eliezer, Eliozer. When does Hashem help you out? Only when you help yourself. That's Din. Rabbi Eliezer says, I look at Tishrei. I look at Midas Adin. He's Mitamid Ibn Shammai. Always focusing on Midas Adin. You help yourself, Hashem's going to help you out. It's Tishrei. It's not about Nisan's Nisim. Nisim, Vayosha Hashem, Az Yoshir. It's Yeshua. Rabbi Yehoshua writes the Shem Yishmuel. His name highlights. He's Beisila. Beisila says, help the ger even if he doesn't deserve it. Teach him the Torah. Regal Achas, Midas Achesa, Midas Arachamim. I'm not looking at Tishrei Yemei Hadin. I'm always turning the spotlight in Yemei Nisan on Yomim of Yeshua, even when we're not deserving, when we didn't do anything to warrant our Yeshua. Still God rescues us. He gives us miracles gratis, day in and day out. Rabbi Yeshua, I look at Yeshua, even if we didn't do anything. Nisan, what was Hashem? Pesach la-Pesach, he passed over. We didn't even deserve it. Noah Sarusa de Latas, and still Hashem rescued us. Gevaldik, that's a Yeshua. We thank Hashem at the end, even when we weren't deserving it, he gives us Teshuas. And finally, Melchamas. Melchamas is the biggest question over here. We're thanking Hashem for the war. What's going on over here? We'd rather not have wars. What do we thank Hashem for the war? So writes the Shiras David, and that's now Hashem being Ozer and helping us emerge victorious in the war. It's got to be something more than that. So let's go back to Yaakov Moshe Chalap in the Maimorim. And he says, beautiful. He writes the Maimorim, and he addresses a question that the Torah Tamima also addresses. In the Nusach Valenisim, it's Mama Shapella. I understand the beginning, when we talk about the real victory, let's go to the middle of Alanisim. Hashem, you had such rachamim, masati giborim b'yad chaloshim, v'rabim b'yad ma'atim. Hashem had the strong fall in the hands of the weak, and the rabim, the numerous, the kamas, they fell in the hands of the few. So that shows the military victory. Now, what is Gevurah? We know Yavin, they worked out. We know that Greece gave us the first Olympics that were actually played in the nude because they worshipped the body. And it was all about muscles and it was all about athleticism. They were the athletes, right? And what are we talking about? We're talking about, we are talking about Chachamim. Not only that, this wasn't Yehuda. This wasn't done. Who's finding the Kohanim? What are the Kohanim doing all day? Kohanim is sitting in the base of Mikdash all day. If you're going to ask, who are the last people who are going to pay to fight the war? I don't know. I'd rather take Yehuda. I'd rather take Malchus, I'd rather take the warriors. We know, Shevet God, Gedeno, they're the last people you're going to pick. Levi, Rami Milchus, he was Mavdolei, Menei, Rosh Hashiva. He's the Rosh Hashiva. A Rosh Hashiva come and he's on the battlefield. He's working in that mode. He's not working out. He's not exercising. He's eating meat. He's eating a lot of meat. He's eating a lot of the lechem upon him. I don't know. They weren't in the best of shape. They're the last people. So what in the world? That's the Chiddush, Gibur Meyar Chaloshim. They're weak as opposed to the Greeks. And who had the war for the Medrash even says, Klai, so we didn't have the swords and we didn't have all the weaponry. What did we use? We used farm equipment. That's what we used. We used sickles and we used little blades. That's what we used to fight these people with swords and armor, etc. Unbelievable miracle. And to have thousands of soldiers fall to the hands of several Hachashwan, and that's a miracle. Okay, so that's done. What are we going on? Oh, and you should know that we had Tomei people fall to Tahorim and Rishon felt it. What does that have to do with the miracle? It's a nice parenthetical point. Oh, by the way, they were Rishoyim, they were Temeim, they were Zedim, they were wanton people. What does that do with my Alanisim? So thank Hashem, by the way, yet Tzadikim emerged the victor. What is that doing in Alanisim? And that's Akasha Tor Tamima asks as well. Writes the Maimorim, it's beautiful. Because we know, look what happened in the war in Eretz in the summertime. And John Kerry's statement, why can't the Israelis get it right? Why do they have to kill all these other innocent people? Sometimes we have casualties. We have civilian casualties. And we try to stop it. We try to do our best. We try to aim to target. What can you do? That's what happens in wars. In wars, innocent people get killed. That's part of the world of military battles. Innocent people get killed. In every single war, that was the case. You know what was the chiddush? This was all the Yad Hashem. How do we know it was the Yad Hashem? First, we know it was the Yad Hashem because the Gibor, first thing he emphasized in the war is, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how many you have. If you have 100 soldiers fighting 10, but the 100 have no weapons and the 10 have weapons, I remember Eschatai and Imeshker Hayom. It was from Raiders of the Lost Ark. Everyone saw Harrison Ford, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and he had a guy who came with a samurai, and he came with a sword, and he's going in front of Harrison Ford, and he's ready to kill him. And he's looking at the guy, he's shooting. He takes out his gun, and he shoots him. Very good, you can be a samurai, you can be a ninja, you can have all the weapons. I got a gun, that's it, there's nothing to talk about over here. So the Iker Nakudis, what he was Giborim, the Ad Chaloshim, they were the Giborim. Now, after we established that they were the Giborim, miracle number two is, not only were they Giborim, they had so many more. Maybe Giborim, you know what, if we had more, you could always team up. You could have 10 people to team up against the Gibor. And at the end of the day, the 10 people, maybe not, I remember there was a karate teacher in YU for many years, and they say that one time he came off the A train in Washington Heights, and he was someone who was a little bit overweight, and he wasn't that tall, and you look at him, you say, oh, a number of African Americans, we could take this guy down in a second. They didn't know he was one of the highest rated 10th degree black belts in the world. So you had 7-8 African Americans getting him outside the A train. Within 3 seconds, he had them on the floor begging for mercy. He got the blaze out of the head, and then all you need is one Gibor, and you get the one. They had Gibor. And they had the commas, they had the quantity, so that's what I need. Ella Watts, this is very geschmack, comes along the Meimorom. You know, you see it's the Yad Hashem, not just because of that, that's aspect number one. Aspect number two is, nobody innocent died. Al-Anisim, Antrikin Ezekiel, want us to know, who died in this war? You might say, well, why we killed so many innocent people from Yovan? Not everybody in Greece was a bad person. Not everybody in Yovan was bad. In fact, Arizal even writes in Gagulin, that, where do we get Gerim from? So one pshat is we get Gerim, the descendants of people that were there in Har Sinai, who then went off to Derech Rachman al-Islam, and now the Gerim come back. But the Arizal cites a second approach. And the Arizal writes in Sefer Kegulim, that when Hashem offered the Torah to all the nations of the world, you think that everybody said we don't want it? Everyone in Yishmael, everybody in Asaph? Of course not. What happened? The majority in Hochanach HaRov, Aslina Masur, we have to go to the majority, right? The Arizal, the Gerim are the descendants of that minority. You said, we do want the Torah, but what can we do? We had to go after the majority. So you had people in Yavon, I'm sure there were innocent people in Yavon. And the end of the day, Hashem is letting us know, I'm proving to you that I did the whole war. How do you know that? Because only Temeim got killed, writes the Meimorim. Only Rishoyim got killed, and only Zedim got killed. Gevaldik ha'ara. Nobody innocent got killed. Everybody who died in Yavon was either a Rasha, a Tame. Now again, there are many different Shatim, why the difference, what's, but the point, that's not for now, but the point is, the Zedim, the Tamer, Shom, nobody innocent was killed, and that itself serves to highlight, this is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful. That's a machama. This is God's war, it's all about God. Amela, we understand that it's the military victory, that's the Nusach of Al-Anisim, and thus in the heading, Machamas. What are you thinking, Hashem, for the Machamas? You're thinking for all the miracles in the Machamas, writes the Meimara. Writes a Yaakov Moshe, well, thanking Hashem for giving us a war. We're thanking for showing the Yad Hashem every step of the way that we never had to kill one innocent person. We didn't have to kill one innocent individual. And all of the Greek army, everybody who died, was either a Rasha, a Tame, or a Maze. Everybody was guilty some way or another. And that's why we're thanking Hashem, even for the Machamas. So we say, thank you for Nisim, we thank you for Purkan, thank you for Gevuras, Chuas, and Machamas. And you know what? Let's go to the end of Al Nisim. And what do we say? Why do we say, you did Nisim, and Iflos, and all these other things that we list. Terence is what? What are we emphasizing? It wasn't about us. What did Hashem do? Asisa Teshua Gedola. What do we highlight? It was Yeshua. Hashem always does Nisim, and he does Iflos, and he does Gevaldi Gazachet. But what took place Chanukah time? It was Yeshua. What is Yeshua? Explain the Shiras Govern, and already explain the Shem Yishmuel, Melech Ozer Umoshiach Vayosh Hashem. Yeshua means, even when we weren't deserving of it, Hashem saves us no matter what, because he loves us, because we're Amcha Yisrael. He saves us. He did a Teshua Gedola. Now Joseph Teshua, Teshua Gedola, because we mamas didn't deserve it. Or Furkan, and he took us out and redeemed us, not only from the nation that was oppressing us, but from the Tsar, the Malach, that's Mamun on Yovan as well. And once we had the Chua and the Furkan, that's it. We're ready to go back to the base of Mikdash. Okay? Now we understand the thrust, the emphasis of what's going on in Al-Anisa. And before we move on to a very important diak, an overriding diak in the Nusach, especially the contrasting terminologies of Chanukah versus Purim, one last nekuda. As a famous gra, Torah Tamim, interestingly enough, says in Midaita Denafshei, but of course it's a gra, it's known as a gra, who said it much earlier, and I'm sure it was a Yaduah de Gavard in Voloshin, set up by Rechaim Voloshin, Talmud of the Gra. If you look at the back in the Chumash after every single parsha, we list how many psukim are in each respective parsha. There's only one parsha where not only do we list how many psukim there are, but we write how many words there are. If you look in your Chumash at the end of Parshas Mikates, there we write as a part of our Mesorah, there are 2,025 words in Mikates. Why do I need to know that? One pshat, and Penina Mishulchan Agra, is that we don't know, is Potifera one word or two words? And by telling us there are 2,025, we're letting you know that Potifera is one word, because if it would be two separate words, it would be 2,026. So because we have Potifera, writes the Grah, we need to let you know that 2,025, so we can answer the kashas in one word or two words. That's one mahalach of the Grah. But then we have the Hagyonis Yitzchak bringing down another pshat. Remes Noi. I heard a beautiful remes from the Shema Grah. And then a parshas Mikates mentions there are 2,025 psukim. What's going on? Mechotar Kula. We always tell you the Sacha Kol, the Tali of psukim, never of words. What's going on here? But Parshas Mikates, we know, always coincides with Chanukah. And what do we do on Chanukah? We light Neros. Neros Gematria Nun Reish 250. We light Ner times 8. 250 times 8 is 2,000. And when do we start lighting the 2,000 Ner times 8 candles on the 25th day of Kislev? 2025. That's Chanukah. That's the end of Parshas Mikates. Hashem Yisbruch, the Hashkocha decreed 2,025 words in Parshas Mikates corresponding to Ner Gamachu to 50 times 8, that's 2,000. Chanukah starts on the 25th day, that's 2,025. That's why we let you know, Chanukah time, the end of Mikates, we let you know 2025. But as the Torah to me, we're both shown, we're beautiful. How does Mikates start out? The dream of Paro. And what's the dream of Paro? You have these little weak cows, the skinny ones. And what do they do miraculously? They swallow up the fat ones. What's going on here? That's Chanukah. Chanukah is Giborim Yad Chaloshim. That is the Alanis. And the whole thing is the military. But how do you begin Parshas Mikates? Chanukah. This is the Chanukah story. The weak cows manage to miraculously swallow up the fatter ones, the more geshmaka cows. Mechole, that's the story of Chanukah, how the weak overcame and vanquished the large ones. That's Parshas Mikates. Three Ramazim, there are even plenty more, but we don't have time for that. That's Parshas Mikates. That is Asmana Kates already. Asman Kates, Geula. This is already Asmana Geula. Geula from Yavon. That's Parshas Mikates. But now let's ask one overarching diuk in the Nusach HaLanis. Anshin is a Gedola gave us an Alanis, and for Purim gave us an Alanis of Chanukah. This one's Rabban, and this one's Rabban. Chanukah, Purim, Gevaldik. Not only that, Mirah Shochet of Mishle, Parsha Tes, the Alka Shimoni, Los Lavo, Kol Modim Yubatelim Chutzmi Purim. Purim's, yes, that Torah is a Kainim, the beginning of Chanukah, the Maral's Boulder, and Sefer Chaim, and Chelek Parnasva Chakola, Chelek Gimel Paragimel, also Chanukah. But we know the Mirah says Purim. Purim is Yom Kippur, Tikkuni Zohar, the Arizal, the Gra. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur, and how much do we speak? Purim is one short paragraph. Alanisim, saying the story, we say it over what it is, and that's it. Not only that, Purim, we have Megillas Esther, Hol Arichas Chanukah, we have barely at us. Oh, we're making up for it in Davening. We're not making up for it in Davening, because in the end of the day, we don't even talk about this in the Gemara. In the Gemara, as we explain, we're talking about the Nesin of Hashem, we're talking about the Mill. What? It's not fair. Why is Purim getting shipped? Why is Chanukah getting such an Arichas? Chanukah, Ben Meimor, Chayv and Esther. Doesn't the Megillah say they were Ben Chush, Ben Yamini, they were from Ben Yamin? Nothing about the lineage of Matisyo, he's Ben Yochanan. So we mentioned a remez one time, perhaps. What's the victory all about? It's when you take the chain of Yosef and you put it into Yavon. That's the beauty. After the Kimla Yosef Yishkam Yol Hashem, what is Yochanan? Yochanan is when you take the letter chain and insert it into Yavon, you spell Yochanan. Whole miracle started Ben Yochanan. It all comes from the chain and Yavon. That's why the miracle took place in Tzion, Bnei Yisoschot Tzion. So when the miracle took place, Tzion, Yerushalayim is what? Is when you take a tzaddik, Yosef HaTzaddik, the Koch of Tzidkus, and you juxtapose it. Barosh and Rishonah to the word Yavon. Tzaddi, said Tzidkus, attached to Yavon, spells Tzion. That's why, who is the tzaddik? Yosef Gamach 156, Tzion Gamach 156. Yosef the Megalamukas writes his Keneged Chanukah. What happens to Yosef? He sends us to Goshenah. Goshenah writes to Yisus from Neis Gadol HaYasham. Yosef is Chanukah. Neis Gadol HaYasham sends us down to Goshenah. A miracle took place in Tzion Yerushalayim, Tzion 156. Kolelas, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gedalet, Zelu Mazal Solokim. Who's going to battle Antiochus? Antiochus, Gamacho 156. He's the Melech of Yovan. Melech Yovan, Gamacho 156. The one who embodied all that Yovan was all about, Antiochus 156, Melech Yovan 156. Who's going to be on the other side of the scale? Yosef 156. That's Tzion, that's Tzidkus and Yovan. That's Chen into Yovan, that's Yochanan. See, Rabbi Yochanan, by the way, says, Anamizar de Yosef, Kansina, Brochus, Davchafa, Manalpa, Messiah, Pedalet. That's the Koch of Yosef, Tzadik, mixing and merging the Chen. And the Yovans, but still, what's going on? We go through the whole thing. Am the Machas Yovan Rashah, and we don't say Hamad Aleh and Ana Rasha, Hamad Aleh. Here we spell out everything. Alamcha Yisrael, and everything that they did. Alta Baracham Rabim, what did they do? Hashem Rachamecha Rabim. What did he do? He found the killed Thomas of Avish. Two lines over here, and that we go on and on and on. What's with the Arichas? What's going on over here? Not only that, but the Rambam, when he talks about Hallel, he doesn't put Hallel in Hilchas Pesach and Hilchas Regolim. Hallel is discussed, Hilchas Chanukah, Paragimel Olach Avav. That's where he talks about saying Hallel by all the Yom Tovim. It starts by Chanukah. Chanukah B'Ikar is the Zman of the Hodus of Hallel. Let's go back to the Nusach and Shamas, the bottom of 21b. And what do we encounter? In the end of the day, the Shana Cheres, the following year, Kovim Ve'asum Yom Tov, Mahalo Ve'hodah. Halo Ve'hodah writes Rashi, Nikvu to do what? Likros Halel, Ve'lomar Alanisim Ve'hodah. So we have Halel and Hodah, which is perplexing. And Alanisim, if it's Halel and Hodah in the Gemara, shouldn't it be? Ve'kavu Shemunis Ve'alcha'elo, Lahalel Ulahodos. Teretz is what Rashi already told us. Hodos is Alanisim and Hodos. We're in Alanisim. What are we going to do? We're going to switch the order, obviously. We're going to talk about the Hodos, because that's Alanisim and Hodah. And only then are we going to mention Halel. And Halel is mentioned by Hilchas Chanukah. This is the Zman of the Hodus Halal. Why? Why is this the Zman more than any time else? Why are we emphasizing this more than anything else? So let's go back to a famous Vart that I've said over many times. I once wrote this Vart, and I even quoted in an article that I wrote for H.com years ago, and it was an article about the spinning objects. Two times a year we spin things. On Purim we spin the Grager, and on Chanukah we spin a dreidel. And I quoted a Talmud Menhagim, and actually in the comments section, somebody wrote, Rabbi Feiner, how could you steal this verse from the Lubavitcher Rebbe? So what am I stealing? I said, Talmud Menhagim, and he's quoting the Karban Ani, he's quoting the Ritzah, came way before the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he says the same verse. I said, what do you want from me? Read, look at the Maramokam, I don't know Maramokam, take a look. And Yoni Chanukah, Os Tov Tov Nuntes, and Lubavitcher Rebbe also said the verse, but way before the Lubavitcher Rebbe came along, Talmud Menhagim. Right, so Tom Imanogim, quoting the Karbanani, quoting the Ritzah. Tom Shemesachikin Bedreidel, Sevivo Mechanico. We play with the Dreidel on Chanukah, but Purim we use a Grager, a Rashan. Why? Why 2 years, two times a year we spin things, but there's a very prominent difference. The Dreidel, yes, you do fancy spinning upside down, but a Dreidel is typically, you spin it on top. A Grager, you hold from the handle below, and you spin below, and then the top goes spinning. Why? Dvon gedolam eina mimikra, nothing is coincidental. Writes the Karbalani, quoting the Ritzal, because on Chanukah time, we didn't do tshuva, we didn't have tainus, we didn't fast for 3 days, we didn't do a massive tshuva movement, it was a handful of chashmonaim, they're the ones who rescued us all. It was base chashmonaim, they're the ones who did it. Hashem gave us what? A teshuva gedola. We didn't deserve it. That okay from Hashem. What happened? Purim time. Lech kenosis kol Yehudim. V'tzum alai. We're all going to fast. And we mamish. We danced sak and afer. And we fasted. We did tshuva. Gevaldik. Purim was all about tshuva. Samelot. Geshmak. What did we do? Purim. We did tzom. And we did sak and afer. Yutzal arabim. There was a hysterious tshuva milamata. So what did we do? Why did Hashem get the ball spinning? Why did we get world events spinning on Purim time? Who started spinning? We know Hashem tells us, Medrash and Shir Shem Rabbah, Perakei Pasa Gimel, Pisuli Pesach Shel Machat, Vaneyevtel Cha Pesach Shalom. You need a Isarusa de Latasa, Hisarusa de Lamata, and only then does God reciprocate accordingly, and He gives us an Isarusa de Leila, Hisarusa de Lamala. We have to take the first step. We're not going to call you, you call us. You got to take the initiative. Purim, we took the initiative. And we started the ball spinning down below, and then Hashem reciprocated accordingly, and He gave us Kabbalah miracles. Hence, on Purim, what do? We take a Grager. We start spinning the Grager. And I wanted to add on to the Bnei Yisus. It's the Bnei Yisus who also mentions it, the Karmanani. We can add on to this, that the Grager, we don't, a dreidel, you spin a little fingers. What's the difference by a dreidel? Dreidel, you spin from the top. Why? Because the spinning came from on top. We didn't do anything on bottom. Hashem spun things on top, and only then did they get rolling underneath. But more than that, let's pick up on that beautiful distinction. A dreidel, you just hold the fingertips. What? We just need a little bit of, we only had minimal involvement. God is the one who got it all spinning. The grager, you hold in your hand. You hold in your hand. This is mine. This, I own it. I hold it with my whole hand, not just my fingertips. This is me. We got it going. We did this over from the motto. Purim's all about us. Thus in Alanis, of course we're going to thank Hashem. And what are we going to say? Hashem, just the facts. Mordechai and Esther, Shushan, Abira, he wanted to destroy everybody. What happened? Barach Mecharabim. Hey, Fartar Tatsasso, you changed around his Machshava. Hey, Sheisul, Gamula Barosha, and how do we end? Lachon, we should end Alanis, Purim right there. Hashem gave him his justice. Or what do we say? Solu Osa, who hung him? Not Hashem, we did it. We finished it off. They hung Haman and Bonneval Aids. They did it. They did it. We finished them off. And of course, we know we have to finish it off. Esther. Emche takes place. The Gros says, Esther, Mordechai, Charvona. What did Charvona do? He just pointed to a tree. No, you got to get rid of Haman. Who got rid of Haman? We got rid of Haman. That's Amalek. Amalek is always two. We're working together. We have two parshas Amalek. The end of Mashalach, the end of Kiseitse. The end of Mashalach is, God says, Machomala Hashem Amalek. Ayad. There's a Muhammad Hashem says, they fought against me, I'm going to fight them. The Enochi Seitzei is, you got to wipe them out. No problem, that's what we did. Haman is, we wiped them out together with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We did what we needed to do. Hashem reciprocated. We got the ball rolling on the mountain. That's all we need to say. It's a short on the Nisim. Then we get to Hanukkah. And the Chanukah writes the Talmi Menogim in his Kuntras Achron. He says, take a look at the Nusach. And the Brocha after the Megillah, what do we say? Rav Tesri Veinu, Dantes Dineinu, Nakantes Ingwaseinu. Look at that Hargosha. That beautiful emphasis. In the end of the Brocha, after we get through the story of Purim, what are we talking about? Hashem fought our war. Hashem took vengeance. It was our Nakama. It was Dineinu. It was Nikmaseinu. It was our war, our battle. Comes along the Alanisim of Hanukkah time, and what do we say? It's not Dineinu, on the contrary. It's Raftes Rivom, Dantes Dinom, Nakatas Ningosam. Why is it not us? Because it wasn't ours. We didn't do anything. It was a handful, one family of Kohanim, of Tzadikim, of Oskei Sarasecha, this handful of Mishpocha from Kuna Gedola, they stood up to the plate. But where was Klaiyasol? We weren't deserving of it. That's all we have to be Marach over here. Now let's take a look at the Nusach. It all came from what? Let's emphasize. Mordechai and Esther, we don't need the whole lineage. They were just the players on the stage. But it was all of us. It was all of Klai Yisrael. Over here, it was the Bimei Matas Yol. They were Kohanim Gedolim. It was Chashman of they're the ones who were the heroes. They're the only ones who stood up to the plate. Kisham, the Malchus Yavon Roshon L'Chai Yisrael. Nanstam Aleim, Amcha Yisrael. Why did Hashem come to save us? Because we're Amcha Yisrael. And they came to destroy the tyrant, to destroy the mitzvahs. Yata Barachim Arabim, what did Hashem do? Amatalem, there was Tarasam, Rivam, Dinam Nikmasam. It wasn't Tarasenu Nikmasenu because it wasn't ours. Hashem did everything for them. Third person, it was all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did Hashem do? Hashem was Masarta, meaning what? We didn't defeat them. Hashem gave them over into our hands. We didn't defeat them. What do you mean? Well, we picked up the swords, we picked up the sickles, we fought the war. Now, we didn't fight anything. 25 people going up against an army. Come on, it's not Shaykh. Where was Klai Yisrael? Why didn't everybody? Because it was only in the sandful Chashmonoim. Hashem did what? Hashem gave over them into our hands. Tameyim, Rishom, Zaydim, etc. So now what do? We continue. Ulacha says Hashem, God of a Kodesh Mamacha. Who is this about? This wasn't about us. We didn't deserve it. Hanukkah, we spin the dreidel. This is all Hashem doing the spinning from on top. We didn't deserve it. This was about the world needs to know. Yavon, it's all about God. Lacha sees Hashem, God of the Kodesh B'olamecha. We need to know it's the Shechina that's here. Ulamcha Yisrael, again we mention Amcha Yisrael. Hashem did what? A teshua gedayla. What is a teshua? We don't do anything. A teshua, and we say they're a nisim, they're in a flaws. Teshua is, writes the Shem Yishmael, writes the Shiraz Dov, a teshua is when we did nothing to deserve it. And still Hashem gave us a salvation. Still, he gave us a victory. That's what we come to emphasize, even though we mention Allah Nisim, Allah Pork, and Allah Gvuras, and Allah Teshuas. And it's all of us, Manazeh, we're mentioning it because, as the Ramchal writes in Chelik Dalet, Perek Zayin of Derech Hashem, that like the Kedushas Levi echoes the same sentiment every Moed, the same sparks of Kedush and holiness come back again, but Manazeh nowadays. But you know what really happened? Hanukkah time, it was a Chua, and it was a Chua Gedola, because we didn't deserve it. Because the Jews did not gather together, and we didn't fast, and we didn't do a Chuva Mitas, and it was only a handful of whom? Chashmon, Noi, Yevonim, Hashem, Mordechai, and Esther. We don't even mention Binyamin, we don't sing all them. They were just the players, but it was everybody. They couldn't have done it with everybody over here. It was Matas Yo, Ben Yochanan, Godach, Hashmino, Vonov. They're the ones who did it. So it was about Asis Hashem, Godav, Kodesh, Bel, Mechol, Lam, Chai, Sol. He did a Chua, Gedolo, Hufurkan, Kayim, Azeh. And then what? The Archa came. Bo, Vanechol, Edvir, Beisecho, Yofinu, Selechem, Jerusalem, Shach. So what are we mentioning? If you're going into the base of Mikdash, and now you just won that all-crucial military victory. Now we go to the Beis Hamikdash. You know where we went first? Look at El Anisa. Before we checked what's doing with the Shulchan, what's doing with anything, the first place we looked is what? We looked what's doing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Retzei Hashem Akeinu, Hashem is devoted to Dvir Beisach. Dvir Beisach we see from, say, from Elohim and other places in Tanakh, Shemishem Yatzavar Hashem, that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What happened? We constantly emphasize Hashem, we are Amchei, so we're Banecha. Baal Banecha, they first went into your room, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then they clean out the Heichal, the Kodesh. Then they were Matayer, the whole Mikdosh. And then what did? They wanted to be Mepharsim, the Nais. They went out and they lit Neiros. Different Mepharsim, some say, we all the Neiros in our respective courtyards. Or, they lit Alpi the Ramam to be Mepharsim, the Nais. We lit the Menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. We had Heter to take it out into the Chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash. And there we lit to be Mepharsim, the Nais. And now what? Why? Did we do it for us? No. Over here we have to emphasize. We didn't do it for us. It wasn't about us. It was all about Lachasi Sashem Golav Akarsh Mamecha. It was all about Akarsh Rocha. We didn't do it. We didn't deserve it. We conclude the Al-Nisim of Hanukkah, it's all about the Hodos L'Hala L'Shimcha HaGadol. This is about the greatness of Hashem's name, the Shem Godo V'Kodesh B'Olamecha. This is about the Halal Hodos. Where is Halal? Every Yontif is Halal. Every Yontif, there's something a little bit missing in the Halal. Why? Because there's a little bit of, come on, we did it too. Pesach, still Chipozen. Chipozen, we listen to Hashem. We ran, Hashem even says, you call it Chag HaPesach, I call it Chag HaMatzis, because you listen to me. You ran out, you didn't even wait for the bread twice. Yeah, I'm going to be Mahal Hashem. Thank you. I did a little bit too. Shavuos, come on, we still did a little, we learned. And Sukkos, oh, and then a covenant, we're going to be, Chanukah, we didn't do anything. Chanukah is a pure, pristine, unadulterated halal. This is halal to its finest. Because we didn't do anything, we didn't deserve it, we didn't deserve the military victory. It was all one kavu. It was all the hodu, so the halal, it was all about hodu, because this is achrak, it was all kodesh brochu. We spin the dreidel, so barely holding on to the dreidel. It's spinning from on top, it's Hashem who sent the ball spinning. It was just a handful of chashmonoim. And the other day, who did it? It's God who did it. It's all about Akadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we're going to have a much longer Al Anisim. It's not going to be about us. It's not going to be what we did at the end. We hung home on a tree. We were involved together with Hashem. We were not involved much together with Hashem. This is all about Akadosh Baruch Hu. This is all about lighting the neiros b'chasar tshachar to be mafarsing the neis. Why don't we say, let's be mafarsing the neis by Purim? Yeah, there's an Indian. Of Kriyasa Zuhilula. There's an Inna being a Pirsum on Ace, but here it made it into an Al Anisim, because the whole Indian, that's where the Rambam puts Dine Halel. In Chanukah, because Chanukah is exclusively about the Honus Halel, this is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's unadulterated, undefiled Halel. It's all solely the best time in the world to do Halel, because you see, Klar, it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a Nusach of Al Anisim, and that's when you have so much to thank Hashem for, you're going to be Marach, like the Maral writes in Gross Hashem. Anytime you want to thank Hashem for Nisim, see what's trying? Why is it called Marbin? If you have to thank Hashem, you just keep going on. If you really think, when a miracle happens to you, a person was just talking to me recently, he was saved in a car accident, they don't stop talking about it. All right, they want to share the story with everyone. A person, they go around, they talk, hallel, we're going to talk so much in Al Anisim, why? Because this is Hashem saved us. We didn't even deserve it. We didn't even do anything. Kavu Lahodus, Lahal Hashem Chagadol, we'll switch around the order of Lahodus, because we're talking about Al Anisim of Odah, and it's all about God, God, God. It's all about Nakam Masarta, Hashem handed them over into our hands. It's Nikmasam, it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all about the dreidel. And that's the story of Hanukkah. Nothing about what we did. It's that merely chone b'chafei. We ended up resting so that we could go back to be machanech Hashem's mizbeach and Hashem's bayis. That's the story of Chanukah. Chanukah is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the time to thank Hashem and Anisim Halel. This is all about what? The Teshua Gedola like never before. Aye, but wasn't Pesach a Teshua? Wasn't that a Vayosha? Of course it was Yeshua. But we still did something Pesach time. This was a Teshua Gedola because we really didn't do anything. And still Hashem loves what? Bal Vanecha. We are Banim L'makim Kedush. No matter how we behave, even when we don't deserve it, we paskin a mayor, we're still the banim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's still what? Amcha Yisrael, which we say not just once, we say it twice. We didn't say it at all in the Al Anisim of Purim. We just said what he did to them. Chanukah, not once, twice, Amcha Yisrael. And Banecha, Uvo Vanecha. In Chanukah, Mos, Tzur, B'nei Vino. We're all the Banim. We are called Banim L'makom. That's why Hashem saves us. That's why He gives us a true Gedola. Because no matter how we behave, we are always His sons. We're going to be the ones that He's going to rescue. Let's get to that Zman of Kates, the ultimate Miketz, the Zman of Gula. We're going to thank Hashem like never before. Yishkai for coming, a good Nacht, and a Freilichin, Lichtig, and Chanukah, up ahead of Mitzvah.
You said no innocence for children. Who was going to say no innocence for children?
And that's the name of it.